This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. The project is aimed at strengthening fertilizer production and supporting agricultural growth in the region. The plant will have an annual production capacity of 12.7 lakh metric tons of urea. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, in addition to catering to Assam's fertilizer needs, the plant will serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports, generate substantial employment opportunities, and act as a catalyst for industrial development in the region.
इस फर्टिलाइजर प्रोजेक्ट पर करीब 11,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाएंगे। यहाँ हर साल 12 लाख मैट्रिक टन से ज्यादा खाद बनेगी। जब उत्पादन यही होगा तो सप्लाई तेज होगी, लॉजिस्टिक का खर्चा घटेगा, नामरूप की ये यूनिट रोजगार स्वरोजगार के हजारों नए अवसर भी बनाएगी।
Mr. Modi said, in 2014, only 225 lakh metric tons of urea was produced nationwide, and after the hard work of the last 10 to 11 years, this production has risen to around 306 lakh metric tons.
जो यूरिया हमें महंगे दामों पर विदेशों से मंगाना पड़ता है, हम उसकी भी चोट अपने किसानों पर नहीं पड़ने देते। बीजेपी सरकार सब्सिडी देकर वो भार सरकार खुद उठाती है। भारत के किसानों को सिर्फ 300 रुपए में यूरिया की बोरी मिलती है। उस एक बोरी के बदले भारत सरकार को दूसरे देशों को करीब 3,000 रुपए देना पड़ता है।
Earlier today, the Prime Minister visited the Shaheed Smarak Kshetra at Paschim Boragaon in Guwahati, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Mr. Modi will also interact with 25 meritorious students of Assam as part of the Pariksha Pe Charcha program in Guwahati. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Bill is the next step forward of MG Narega in favour of development and the poor. In a social media post, the minister said that the bill guarantees 125 days of wage employment to adult members of rural households, up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Mr. Chauhan informed that the bill also has provisions for unemployment allowance in case no work is allocated and additional amounts when wages are delayed. The railways has rationalized its fare structure with effect from the 26th of this month. Under the revised structure, there will be no increase in fares for journeys of up to 215 kilometers in the ordinary class. For journeys beyond 215 kilometers, fares will increase by 1 paise per kilometer in the ordinary class, while fares will go up by 2 paise per kilometer for non-AC class in mail and express trains. In AC class, the railways has increased the fare by 2 paise per kilometer. It also highlighted that the fares in suburban and monthly season tickets have not been increased. The railway said that rationalization is expected to generate an additional revenue of about 600 crore rupees this year. The Airports Authority of India has issued an advisory warning of delays and changes in the flight operations due to reduced visibility as dense fog gripped North India this morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has warned of dense to very dense fog, further reducing visibility and compounding the impact of pollution. The Union Home Ministry has increased the quota of ex-Agniveers for constable recruitment in the Border Security Force from 10% to 50%. According to a Gazette notification, the first batch of ex-Agniveers will also get upper age limit relaxation up to 5 years, while the rest of the ex-Agniveers will get relaxation of 3 years. Moving on to sports, in the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, India were 36-1 in 3 overs against Pakistan in the final match at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, Pakistan put up a total of 347 runs for the loss of 8 wickets after being put into bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.